scripts from a trial monitor test for primary school students. February 2015 issue. Placement test for primary school students. Section 1. Listening. Part 1. An interview with Lord. You will hear an interview with a popular musician. Decide whether the statements 1 to 7 are true, A, or false, B.
Script 1. Lord, where do you come from?
I'm a Kiwi. I'm from Takapuna, which is near Auckland in New Zealand. I went to Takapuna Grammar School and I graduated last year.
Who is the real Lord?
My name is Ella. That's why I'm at school, hanging out with friends and while I'm doing homework. But when I'm up on stage, Lord is a character. My friends actually find that really difficult, but they're getting used to it. When I was trying to make up a stage name, I thought Lord sounded good, but I'm not a man. I have always liked royals and aristocracy, so to make Lord more feminine, I just put an E on the end.
How did you find school? Did you have time for studying?
My parents really know what young people need. My mom used to take my iPhone off me at night because I needed to do homework and sleep. Otherwise, I'd spend all night on Facebook and Instagram. I love learning, but at the same time, I love being in the studio. My parents are pretty good. They understand what I really want. One day, I still really want to go to university to study media and film, probably.
How do you spend your free time?
I go out a lot and I love photography. My friends and I often fool around and take lots of pictures.
What's it like to be famous?
That's the good thing about New Zealand. There is no real fame or celebrity. You have the same Facebook friends as famous actors, you know. Yeah, when people started to know me, it was strange. But in New Zealand, it's easy to hide. I have two sisters, one older and one younger, and it's fun for them.
How does it feel to hear your own song on the radio?
I was at a friend's birthday party recently, and Royals came on, and everyone looked at me. But I could not dance to my own song.
Part 2. Renting a flat. You will hear a conversation. For the statements 8 to 13, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. There is always only one correct answer.
Script 2. Hi, I'm calling about the advertisement for the flat. I found it in today's newspaper. You know, I really need something as soon as possible.
Okay, what would you like to know?
First of all, how big is it? And is the apartment furnished?
It's a two-bedroom apartment with a living room, kitchen and one bathroom. There's also a place for a washing machine and dryer. There's a refrigerator, stove and my grandmother's old dishwasher.
Your grandmother's old dishwasher? Okay. What's the rent?
It's $950 a month. Oh, and the water pump is right out the back door.
A water pump? Oh dear, but the rent is a little high for me.
Well, take a roommate or two then.
Well, I'll see. Do I have to pay a deposit?
Yes, the deposit is $400. The money is used to repair the flat. When the roof leaks during heavy storms, or when there's too much snow. Last winter, the plaster fell down from the ceiling, and there were some mice upstairs. But don't worry, I took care of it.
Mice? Oh, is the flat close to the university campus?
Well, it isn't, but there's a bus stop right in front of the house. Several of them go to the campus.
I see. So there's a busy road out front. Isn't it noisy?
You see, it is a little noisy with the road outside and the train station behind you, but you can always close the windows. And with a pair of earplugs, you'll be fine.
Okay, thanks. And where exactly is the flat located?
It's right next to the city dump. But don't worry, it stinks only on rainy days and there really aren't many rats.
Are pets allowed?
Well, you can keep small pets, like a hamster in a small cage, but we don't allow larger animals, like dogs, cats, or snakes.
You know, I have a rat that I keep in a cage. Will that be okay?
Well, as long as you keep it in the cage, it's fine. And what's your name?
It's Joanna Reed.
All right, Miss Reed, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Part 3. Devil's Tower. You will hear a text about a famous natural landmark in Wyoming. Listen and fill in the missing words 14 to 20.
Script 3. Devil's Tower is a great place to visit. It is a massive rock tower that was once part of a volcano. The rock is 264 meters high, and it stands in the prairie in Wyoming, USA. Before you get to the monument, you can buy souvenirs at a trading post, or have some food, ice cream and drinks at a small restaurant area. One thing you will enjoy is the prairie dog villages. The little animals play and hide, but some will come within about 3 meters of tourists. Finally, when you arrive at Devil's Tower, you'll be amazed by it. It is fascinating. Many people climb the rock. Others walk the trails around the rock and take beautiful photos. Be careful. There are many snakes around. If you're lucky, you might see an eagle. They live on the top of Devil's Tower, along with mice, insects, and snakes.